So Parsha Tezria, Mitzora, I should change the title of that, but it's a double Parsha. But we'll look at Parsha Tezria about Tzarat. And I mentioned it when I talked about I was looking at this book called The
Where'd you
Words of
go?
Shiloah. I'm sorry, did I lose you? You froze.
You disappeared.
Okay.
Oh, no, it might be me because I have a message. Your internet connection is unstable.
Unstable. Okay. I am unstable. That's true.
Oh.
Okay. So I have a book here by Yitzchak David Schwartz called "By the Word of the Shiloach" about the Me'a Shiloach and the Ich Beser Torah. Did I mention that on this? From the word the and. The Ishbitz was is a branch of Hasidus that involved that has a lot of kind of antinomian things, very controversial. Fascinating.
Ishbitzer.
Ishbitz.
Are you a Chas from Chasidish roots?
Yes, Ger. My
Oh.
grandfather clearly, I'm pretty sure looking back, is a lapsed Ger Chassid.
Oh.
He went off the derech. So I don't
Oh.
touch. That's his life in me.
The whole derech or the ger derech?
The Ger Derech.
Okay.
I have pictures of him in a natty pinstripe suit, very 1920s flapper looking. Moved from Poland to after.
Ishbitzer. So is that a place? It was a
That's a
place?
Ishbitz is a place, right? So the Ishbitzer was so, so there was the Kotzker. That's Rebbe. Then was it it was it Melech Lerner was the first Ishbitzer split from the Kotzker, formed his own Hasidic court. The second Ishbitzer was Yaakov. The third Ishbitzer moved to Rajin, that's Rajiner, who basically rediscovered Tchelet. It's still a major Hasidic branch. But the Dvar Torah on Tezria starts with a disclaimer in this book. Okay? His disclaimer, it says right out, the following Ish Beser Torah must be filed under the category of Drosh Kabbal Schar. Study it and reap the rewards of just learning. In other words, there's no practical application to our own avodah Hashem and it should not make any difference in your own self-perception. You can read it, but don't learn it. So that was definitely clickbait for me. Okay. It's like I gotta read this now if you tell me it's important enough to publish, but don't it's so dangerous, it needs a warning on there. So we're gonna look at that. Very dangerous little bit of Torah. Starts out with discussion of a very strange law in Tzarat. So, in paroch tifrach ha-tzarat ba'or, if the Tzarat, if this le skin lesion spreads in the entire skin, and it covers the entire skin of the person who has it, miroshov araglav, from his head to toe, the chomara kohen, every exposed surface covered in tzara. Okay, for a kohen, and the kohen should sees this. Vinei chistat kol basaro, and lo and behold, the tzara covers his entire flesh. V'tiyar tenega, and the kohen said, "That's tahar." You get one lesion; it's tame. Gotta stay outside the camp. It covers your whole body. You're now tahar. Kulo hafach lavan, his whole body turned white. Tahar hu, he is tahar. There's no tumor there. Uvayom harobo basar chayitma. But if any spot of healthy flesh comes back, now he's tamei again. Baruch Kohen has a basar chay. He go to the Kohen. He sees this healthy flesh in there. And Timon says, "You're tamei, a basar chay." But Tamehu, Tzara too, this now counts as Tzara. Okay, Yeshua Basar Chayiv and Epachlavan, but if it now goes back and now turns entirely white again, Uvala Kohen comes to the Kohen, Roch Kohen, Epacha Negalavan, now everything, the entire body is white. Tahar Vitiar Kohen, the Nega, then the Kohen now says this Nega, this lesion is pure, is Tahar, Tahar, who is Tahar? It's a very strange halakha, right? So you get a little one little piece of little lesion tzarat, skin turns white, it's tame. It gets bigger, you're tame. Covers your whole body, now you're tahar. Very strange. Okay. Now, of course, so it's not disease. It doesn't have consequences. See, it doesn't have a kind of the way we think about diseases. It's a spiritual consequence of sin. We all talk about that. We know it's about Avodah Zarah, but I'm sorry, Lashon Hara rather. But the Targum here has a whole different. Tzaraat is a divine punishment for all sorts of things. Says so, Tzaraat Baal Avodah Zarah Minayin, and it gives examples from Tanakh where someone got Tzaraat because of idol worship, Abir Hashem, cursing God. Like an example, Gilui Arayot, Gnevut, Baal Shuat Shav, theft, false swearing falsely. That's also punishment Tzaraat. Lashon Hara, that's the famous one. Ame'idi Edut Shaker, false testimony. Dayan Shema Kalkil Adin, that also gets Tzaraat. Nichnas B'tchum She'en Shalom, trespassing, also punishment Tzaraat. Mishloach Medanim Ben Achim, creating strife between brothers, that's also punishment Tzaraat. Tzaraat is a spiritual consequence of sin. So what does
What's
it
my
mean?
dad name?
Medanim is strife,
Oh.
disagreement, argument. Okay, lots of things. Except there's Tzaraat throughout Tanakh, and it's all it's a punishment by God. So, what does it mean to have Tzaraat covering all of your exposed body? Get Tzaraat, you're tame. I am isolated from the camp. I understand that. What is that? What does it mean? How do I understand this? Okay, so the base Yaakov, really, he was definitely didn't say Beit Yaakov, which was the Yaakov Leiner, the son of the first Eshbon. That's the second Ishbitzer. And his Sefer the Beit Yaakov offers his explanation. So here's what he says. Kulo hafach lavan tahu, if it turns entirely white, whole body is covered with Tzaraat, that he's tahar. Ha'inyan, the idea is, ki Hashem yiparach hitziv b'olam.
Wait, are
Hashem
you
said,
making a yud in Indian?
there should be, and yes, this was taken simply from the Hebrew books.
A second yud between the
Yeah,
yud.
I definitely should be there. I'm gonna put it in there just because.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know whether it was. I mean, the problem is it's. I have to look at the original source because it's OCR'd. Don't believe it's supposed to be there. So it's now there. We've now changed the past.
Okay.
Inyan ki Hashem yiparach hitziv ba'olam. So Hashem set the world up. Sheish ba koach bechira ba'adam. Human beings have free will. One force corresponding to another, meaning that Shim Chas libo. I see here definitely it's not a shin, it should be a rutzah, that should be an A. Right. Okay, so that if you come up with a thought and you want lasso to run. And you want to do something wrong. Suddenly you have the urge to do something wrong. Ken lumatzeh, so corresponding to this, yimtzeh bo machshavot ritzono limana mizeh. You will also have the opinions and thoughts to not do it, right? You're going to have the little angel on your one shoulder, little devil on the other shoulder, kind of
Yeah,
in your
Julie.
head, right? That's what free will means. I've got mental forces going in both directions, and I got to choose ego and my super ego and my id. Okay. To reject the evil, and choose the good. Okay, that's the nature of Bechira. Okay, so if a person has an overwhelming desire, and it envelops him so much, that you cannot have any counter, there you don't have any countervailing opinion. And you have no desire not to. Clearly, in that point, you do not have free will. Whatever, if you are so driven, you have no choice, you don't see any, you don't have nothing in your head says, no, don't do this. That's not Bechira.
That's
Okay?
weird.
I mean, you can understand there are lots of things, there are things like that. Okay, I'll give examples of that. But there are points where you do not have, there are certainly points where you do not have Bechira. You're going to do something wrong. I mean, talk about addiction, things like that. But he adds, the Ein Allah, Allah Bazeshum Asham. And therefore, the person is not guilty. You didn't make a wrong choice, so you did the thing that clearly on the outside looks wrong, but since you did not have bechira in that, there's no blame associated with it. And we see that an example with Yehuda and Tamar. We know the story of Yehuda and Tamar. Tamar was his daughter-in-law, Yehuda's both sons dead. Two of them died. Tamar should have married as a Yibum to Yehuda's remaining son.
Wait. After Yehuda's sons died.
Sons died, yeah.
What two of?
We can do that.
Two of. After two of Yehuda's. Okay.
Tamar is right, should have been married to Yehuda's remaining son, Shelah, as the Yibum, right? Perpetuates the
Wait,
blame of Shemash.
do you have to say, you don't want to make it wordy, but just say that those two sons had been married to her, you know.
Well, I mean, I think as we know the story.
Okay,
I'm
people
assuming so.
know
We're
it.
not going
You're
to
just
summarize. I
reminding
guess
them.
right. I think we assume
Okay.
we know the story. Okay, so
Yeah.
we're going to jump into the story of what happens when
Yeah.
Yehuda does not give her, right? He lies to his daughter-in-law. But
Right.
Yehuda Tamar Kalato, and Yehuda tells Tamar his daughter-in-law, Shvi Almana Beit Avich, stay as a widow in your father's house. Ad Yigdal Shelah B'ni until my son Shelah grows up. Right, don't get married anyone else. We're going to still the Yibam Ki Amar because it's himself. Pen Yamut Gam Huka Achiv. I'm afraid he's also going to die. Right, so the Teich Tamar and Teisha Beit Aviyah, and Yehuda doesn't let her marry anybody. Okay, she's an Agunah at this point. They give the Tamar Lemor, and then at a point, at one point, Tamar is told, Hinei Chamicha, your father will Allah Timnath is going Timnah, but goes to now to Shir's. And she removes her widow's weeds. I like that word. But the she puts on a veil, and wraps herself up. But she sits at a crossroads and share that's on the way that's on the way to Timnath. Kira Taki Dal Shila, because she saw that kid Shela, the other side, had grown up. But he lo nitna lo isha, and she has not been marrying him.
The who? He?
Married Shela. Right, Shelah was the Yibam that Yehuda said, here you, Tamar, marry Shelah. But
Wait,
Yehuda,
is that a who or a he?
that's a he.
Oh, it's red he,
It's
but
read
it's
he.
who?
Yeah.
It's
He,
written
the
he,
he,
who?
this meaning she, is
Right,
often
but it's
written above.
written with a vav, huh?
Is written above. That's common.
Yeah.
The he lo not na na nit not lo the isha.
Right.
But you're at Yehuda, and Yehuda sees her in the veil on the crossroads. Bechshel was a nun. He figures she's a prostitute. He chastah paneh because she was covered up. She didn't recognize her. Beitaleh, and he turns to her. El aderech away. Bayomar habal now abo elayech. Let me come to you. Ki lo yadak ki kalato. He again he didn't realize that she was his daughter-in-law. But Tomar matitain li, and she negotiates the price. And so we know the story. Okay, very inappropriate. Boy, Yehuda should not be going after prostitutes, famous midrash on that. Rav Yochanan. Oh, yeah.
This is the famous Medrash.
This is the famous midrash.
I don't know it. Maybe I do. Let's hear.
Okay, let's see what it is. It will be famous. After you hear it, you will now know it, and then you're going to
Know
forget
it.
it, right? Okay, Bikesh. Okay, you're right, Yochanan. Bikesh Yehuda Lavor. Yehuda was going to go pass right by her. He's a holy person. He doesn't have anything to do with the zonot. The Zimin Kosh Baruch Hu Malach Shu Mimuna Al Hata'ava. And Hashem went ahead and pointed out an angel in charge of lust that you need to stimulate this guy over here. So he needs to go to the prostitute. Amar Lo and says Malach says Yehuda Hechana Tolech Mehechan Malachim Abim. Yehuda, where are you going? Where are the kings going to come from? Right, you are the ancestor of kings, and you have no descendants. Two of your
Oh.
sons died, right? That's what Yibum's supposed to be. You're supposed to, right? This is going to be, yeah, Tamar and Shelah, that is going to be the pair that from whom the Malchut is going to come. Mehechen Gedolim Omdim. Where would the great ones come from? Okay, that's what this Malach Antava. He was given this incredible urge that he
Mean to
needed
have
this.
it cut so that he would have a child.
So that he would have a child. That's the Medrash is saying that.
Oh.
So this is the example that the Beis Yaakov is saying that this was not something that came from him. He did not have a choice. He had Bechira on this matter. Hashem said, this is going to happen right now. derech bal korcho. He turned on the way against his will. Shelo b'tuvato was not for his own good. This was not him, not for his spiritual good here. This is because history needed it. That's the story that Beit Yaakov is bringing. So Beit Yaakov continues. He quotes this story. But he says, if you're in a position where you have no choice, this is happening, you're overwhelmed by the need for it, the desire for it, clearly this comes from the will of God.
It's very bizarre. Okay.
Very bizarre. That's why I've got the disclaimer. Okay, you understand? This is right. This is this.
Oh,
This is a disclaimer.
right.
You're going to start saying that, well, if I really want it, it must be God's will. That's a
Right.
problem. Okay, this is
Right.
not a good thing. Okay, but this is we're going to start with the Beis Yaakov. See, this is right. This is serious Torah, and but it's very problematic. This better right. And clearly, there's no sin in what you're doing, and this act is clearly Ratzon Hashem. So that's what this symbolizes. That negat zarat, the legion of zarat comes because of some kind of sin, some kind of lack. That you did something wrong. Being kulo hafach lavan, if you're covered completely in tzarat, muchach mizeh shachet sheyatzah mitachat yado. That's to symbolize the fact that what you did wrong, that you're
Oh.
being getting it there, is something that was completely out of your control. You are completely, totally tzarat. There's no bechira there. That's what symbolizes he built bechirato. It was out of your control, that you were, it was completely determined, you were forced to do it. That's why you are tahar, because you're no longer subject to the laws of tumah. You're not being, you don't, there's no reason to punish or have consequences for it, because this wasn't you. Okay? Beis Yaakov is saying that there are times we don't have free will. Sometimes we do things that are out of control. Okay? This is Rav Dessler, Michtam Eliyahu, famously talk about there being a nekudat bechira. There's a point of
Base,
free will.
one minute. I just have to write out base, BI. Oh, yeah, you got it right. Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Basically, that's why I've seen it transliterated. I'm doing it that because he was a Polish chassid. He didn't say Bet Yaakov. Okay,
No,
obviously.
but when you say base Yaakov, the school system, that's how you would spell it, right?
I think it's St. Louis spells it BAIS, I think.
That's why
Exactly. It looks funny there, but that's the way I've seen it transliterated here. So either way.
Okay. That's why it looked weird. Yeah. Okay.
Does look weird. But that's the thing. This is not the school. Right, this
Yeah.
is the Ishbitzer who's saying
Okay.
things that are not to be heard. Okay, now Rav
Okay.
Dessler makes this point about that we don't have as much free will as we think we do. Right, that most of our decisions, like which brand of cereal I'm going to buy, are entirely determined by all the advertisements that are coming in our heads. We only have a point of decision making, and this is Mehta Maya. Everyone has free will. Imhamet. It's the point where there's conflict between truth and imagination, what you think is truth. Todot hasheker, which really is not. Right? The good and the right and the wrong, they're battle each other. And it's where they're kind of balanced. That's when you have to choose. Of a rov masa.
What is nekudat pegishat haemet? What does that mean? At a turning point?
The nekudat pegishat, the point where of conflict. Between emet shelo im hamet hameduma, between the truth and the imagined truth,
Oh.
which is in fact toldat hasheker, which is actually not true. Emet in the sense of the right way to behave. You're making a decision,
Oh.
and your free will is at the point where kind of the right and the wrong are balanced in your head, and
Okay.
you've got to choose between them. About rov masav, but most of the things that you do, hein b'makom she'en emet v'sheker nifgashim shem klal, are not at points where right and wrong are in conflict at all. Yesh harbeh min ha'emet she'adam muchunach la'asato. There are many things that are true, and use a sense of the right thing to do, where you do it automatically. Right? You're
Yeah.
walking down the street. You don't punch the person in front of you as you pass them. Right, you can't say you had free will to decide, am I going to bop him on the head just because for the laughs of it. That's not even, it's not in a point where you would think that. You're right. That's not in your nekudat bechira. It's clearly on the side of doing the right thing. That's what you're educated. That's what you're used to doing. And you wouldn't have any idea of doing the opposite, doing the wrong thing. And the things that you do that are wrong, that you wouldn't think it's not right. They're just automatic. Okay. I mean, the things you may think hypothetically it would be good if I did it, but I'm not going to do it. It's not realistic. That free will isn't relevant. It's only at the point where you've got the battle between the armies of good and the armies of evil, as it were, in his image. And I would say that he lived in England, Rav Dessler lived in England in the 1950s. So if he had only lived in America, he would have known that the metaphor is for football
Oh.
and a line of scrimmage, okay? Soccer doesn't
Oh.
happen. It was there. But there's the idea there's a line of scrimmage. You know what I'm talking about? There's a line
Not
where the ball is.
really.
And that every play is separate. You have a play where you try to
Yeah.
move the ball into the other side. And behind you is your territory. In front of him is the opposing team's territory. That's the idea. You have to be clear about just that line of scrimmage. And your goal is to move that 1 yard at a time. Because the point of decision making, of free will, doesn't stay in one place. Because every time you make a good decision, that becomes more automatic. And you move the football a little bit closer to the goal line. So things that may have been a question of deciding yesterday now are automatic. They're no longer bechira. You're going to do the right thing.
But wait, your example of not punching someone is not doing a bad thing.
Correct. So that is, from his point of view, is on your side of the line
Not
of scrimmage.
doing a bad
I'm
thing.
making a good decision by not randomly punching people. But it's
Okay,
not really
but
a
you're
decision.
saying it's not real. We're just automatic. That's
Right.
not
It's not a
really.
decision you made.
Yeah.
You're doing the right
Okay.
thing, but not out of some kind of
Okay,
moral
but then what
decision-making.
about when you do the wrong thing? He's talking about.
You said that's true too. There are times when you're going to do the wrong thing, but it's not really a bechira choice of it. Because,
Oh.
right? I mean, you're not going to, I don't know if you will, I am not going to give a kidney.
Oh.
I know that. Okay, it may be a morally wonderful thing, but I'm not at that point. Realistically, that's not even a choice I'm not thinking about. It's not a point of bechira for me. I'm not going to give
Oh.
up all my money and not go on vacation just so I can give my money to a tzedakah.
But switch it around, not of when you do a bad thing, you don't do it. Wait.
Right.
Minhara.
I'm going to do something that's,
That's
maybe
bad. But
the thing I
what's a
do rush.
bit?
I'm. Are you, I mean, I don't know. You're probably perfect. Never do anything wrong. I'll
Right.
sleep in if I'm tired. Not going to show.
Oh, I see. So that's
Okay.
bad.
That's it. That's okay. We'll call that out. Well, that's a bad thing. But it may not be the point where realistically I wasn't going to do that. I'm not going to daven neitz, certainly not. I know there's later minyan. I'm such a great tzaddik. I'll go to minyan every morning, but I'm not going to wake up for neitz.
Oh,
It's been a
okay.
move
Yeah.
heart. And I
Okay.
don't know what's.
But that's you're saying that's not a Bechira because.
It's not realistic for me to do. I'm not sitting there debating about it. It's not balanced in my head.
Oh, you're just
Okay.
not going to do it.
Right. I know that. Okay.
Okay.
And there are people for whom, where that is a point of bechira. And there are people for whom, just the playing the punching game and randomly hitting people is a point of bechira. Because it does
Okay.
happen. And you're holding back, that's your point of Bechira. And that point of Bechira moves. That's Rav Dessler's point.
Oh, okay.
That by doing good, making good choices, you're moving the line further in one direction. If you make bad choices, it kind of becomes, you're moving it the other direction.
Oh,
Okay.
okay. Yep.
The points where that were a point of battle beforehand now become part of the territory of the Yetzer Tov, right? My team's territory, right? And now I'm automatically do the right thing, whatever that was. And now my point of Nekudat Bechira is somewhere else. Oh, Masima Tovim Masima Tovim. And then the good deeds you do, they become automatic without any battle in my head. It's not really a choice, not free will anymore. It's automatic. Mitzvah gorer mitzvah. That's what it means to say that one mitzvah leads to another. You get to the point where I don't have bechira of that. My point of bechira is somewhere else. In the opposite is true. Bechirot ha-ra'ot, and that I make bad choices. Megarshot ha-yetzer ha-tovim kamo, push the yetzer ha-tov point from its place, and I'm sacked for a 10-yard loss. You don't have no football at all. So this means nothing to you.
No, it does. I was just going to say it's a good example because you could
I know,
also
that's why I'm saying it's so
grab.
unfortunate because he's talking about wars and battles. It's like, no. What you want, Rav Dessler, is football. That is a point. Because it's structured in exactly that way, where there's a distinct line and there are individual plays, one at a time, and you go so many yards and so many yards here and there. Okay, so the more you do, Yahoo, yes, and you're going to end up with a point where that wrong decision you're making becomes automatic. Because now your Yetzer Tov isn't making any, has no place there. Zo, Amar, Zo, that's what Chazal said. Aveira goreta aveira. Conclusion is, really, our free will is only in there's a limited places where we have free will. We're actually making decisions.
What's wrong with the football thing is that each play is independent, but he's saying that each play makes the next play more likely or less
That's true in
likely.
football, right? In other words, the news line of scrimmage is wherever the football ended up on the previous play.
Right, but
So
then
if I may, if I
the new plays again, it's not easier or
gotta start
harder.
again. It is, right. The new play is still, I still gotta make the same 10-yard down in the next,
Oh, but
in the next four
you're
downs.
closer to the
I'm
goal.
close to
Okay.
the goal line, but
Okay.
I still I gotta keep fighting every single play. I don't get extra, it's not easier once I've advanced. I still got to line up the same line of scrimmage, same defenders. We
But I
just
think he's saying it does get easier because you train
the
yourself.
previous decision, in other words, other decision. But then I have a new decision to make right now in my new line of scrimmage.
And it's going to be, in his metaphor, in his thinking, the new decision will be easier for you.
No, it'll be just as hard because that's a new bechira. The decision about the previous thing I had to worry about, that's already easier. But I've got new decisions to make.
Oh, I thought
You
he's saying
sound
that the new decision will be easier because the voice of the Yetzer HaTov is strong
but that's only talking
because you
about you
did
know the
mitzvot.
it's but now it's stronger in that previous thing I was worried about, whether I'm going to give tzedakah or not. Now it's
But
how
if you
much time
give
I'm going to get.
tzedakah,
But
then the next time.
next point is still just I still have the same battle,
Oh,
but the
really?
next decision.
You think he's saying? I thought he
Yeah.
was saying
Right,
your
it's saying that.
sifla asot behem, like he's better
Right, so
equipped for
that
the next
Hamasim
decision.
Tovim Shesif Lahopahem, that those particular Maasim Tovim will be Shum Milchama. But the point of Bechira now moves, I still have a battle. That's Rav Dessler. Okay? I mean,
I
that's what he's
don't
saying. That we
agree.
always, no matter where you are, you always have this moral battle to make.
But it'll
It's in
be
a
an
different.
easier battle to win if you're used to making right choices. The next battle will be
That's not what
easier.
he's saying. It's not that it's easier, right?
No?
You have it, right? You have great tzaddikim have terrible yetzer hara too. I mean, that's certainly true. It's just in a different place. They're different decisions. Everyone's got their own place where they have to make moral decisions. And the things that are easier for some people may be hard for others.
Yeah. Okay.
It's automatic. Okay. That's Rav
Mitzvah
Dessler.
gerere mitzvah means anyway, okay.
Right. Saying, and that's in that previous mitzvah, right? I'm gonna keep waking up on time for minyan once I've done that.
Oh.
Okay, that mitzvah is gonna be easier.
Oh.
But now I've got a
Even
new
though
point
every,
of battling where I've got not only
okay.
to wake up for Minion, but also remember to take the trash out before my wife reminds me.
Oh, I see. Okay, I'll accept that. That's good. That mitzvah will be easier. Every morning, you're not going to have the same
Internal battle.
whether to go or not. It's not going to be equally hard every morning. Once you're
Right.
used to going, it'll be easier to go.
Right.
Okay. But the
Okay.
next good bad thing, you have another problem. Okay.
Okay, because it's part of being human,
Okay.
is there's always some point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. That's Rav Dessler, right? There are points we have, but here we don't. Rav, the Beis Yaakov going further. They say not only, right, that I don't have Bechira there, but if I do something that's not subject to my free will, which I acknowledge there are points where I don't really have free will in it, that it's morally neutral. I'm like a rock obeying the law of gravity, but it means that the act was God's will. Hashem's will means Hashem wanted me to do this. And that's problematic. But that's exactly what Beis Yaakov is saying. Okay, and this is where Rabbi Schwartz summarizes it. Cognizant, like that word, I did spell it right, didn't I? Of this dynamic, we need to develop a more flexible lexicon with which to classify categorical good and evil. On one hand, we wish to find good as whatever is consistent with Hashem's will, evil is whatever opposes Hashem's will. At the same time, we also recognize that some human thoughts, speech, and deed that apparently seem evil are in fact beyond the scope of human bechira, then we have no choice but to conclude that on a deep-seated, imperceptible level, see a lot of qualifications there, these ostensible evils are in reality consistent with Hashem's will. That's extreme, that's Ishbitz, and that's a problem. And that's what symbolizes to have your entire body is covered with tzaraat, then you're tahar. Okay, so the need for the disclaimer is obvious, right? But to say that in Govra Cheshek Badam Makifo Kol Kach Shelo Nimsa B'Libo Shum Koach L'Mtot Mizeh Ratzon, he says, right? If the desire in your heart is so great that you can't fight it at all, Muchach Mizeh Shenitel Mimena Koach HaBechira, then obviously I don't have free will, and then it's God's will, right? It's not just it's wrong, and okay, I can't resist it, and I recognize that, and I'll try to do better next time. It's that Hashem wants me to do that. That's bad. That's exactly the problem. Okay, and that's exactly what we're saying, and that we see that in David and Bathsheba. Spell Bathsheba. Okay, because if you can't read the story of David and Bathsheba without hearing the echoes of Yehuda and Tamar. Right, David sees Bathsheba bathing there, and you reading the text, merely think of Yehuda seeing the Zonah on the side, on the crossroads, and we know, and David knows this history, right? That's where David comes from, is from this encounter of Yehuda and Tamar. Okay, if one is Ratzon Hashem, obviously the latter as well. Obviously, David can tell himself, obviously God wants me to take this woman. Right, that's the conclusion you come to, right? And we know the famous medieval commentator Leonard Cohen, right? Your faith was strong, but you needed proof, which is from the Gemara and Sanhedrin. You saw her bathing.
Overthrew, yeah, not you, yeah.
If you listen to him saying it, him seeing it live, he very clearly is saying you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I listened to this because I wanted to make sure I had that. And that's why I say, I don't think it's beauty. I think it's beauty in the moonlight, not on the moon, and the moonlight. Just listening to him singing it. He definitely says,
It
Brady.
has to rhyme with hallelujah. All those ending words rhyme with hallelujah. So it's not you.
Okay, so since we have the argument, let's go find Leonard Cohen. YouTube.
I mean, clearly he means you, but the way
Yeah,
he pronounced
I know, but I'm saying I thought so too, but I'm looking at that and just listening to the way he says it.
Now, Julia.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know, you know. Oh, wow, he's old there.
Sorry about that. Oh, yeah, advertising. Yeah, advertising, advertising, advertising. That stuff is it.
Okay.
Okay, let's do it again, right? Listen, can you hear it?
No.
Can you hear it?
No.
Oh, let's see.
Also, every time he sings it, it would be a little
Yeah.
different.
You can't hear the audio? How do I share audio?
Oh, I don't know. I don't hear it. Nothing. You hear it?
You can't hear the audio on that.
No.
I know it does not share. So how do I share? There's a way of sharing audio.
I
There's
mean,
sharing
whoever did the
options.
lyrics wrote you.
Yes, but if you listen to him singing, he very clearly is saying you
Okay.
on there. But that doesn't change anything.
Okay,
Well, whatever,
anyway,
completely
yeah, come
irrelevant
on,
to the point here
go back,
that,
yeah,
okay,
okay.
that he right. I mean, the Gemara describes him as he wants proof of his service of Hashem. So Hashem said, I'm going to test you. And this is what comes. Okay, so this is the way the Mishpat Zahav, who's contemporary, kind of like Art Scroll, as a an anthology of commentaries on Tanakh, and he says, "Mitochach nichshol David nisayon zeh," and this is where David stumbled. This is where he failed this test. Shachashav sheratzon Hashem, that was God's will. Shebiat nishmat Mashiach, that we're going to bring Mashiach yedavka ba'ofan zeh through this in this way through this woman. Right, and specifically, he sees Bathsheba. He has this vision. He sees Bathsheba that she's bathing behind the curtain. Then opens up, and she is revealed to him. And he's overcome by lust, and he sees himself. Ah, that obvious. I want this. Obviously, it's God's will. Moshe Nemer Eitzel Yehuda, right? Just like Yehuda, so Malach Hamamuna Ala Tava Dachfo, right? This Malach then must have sent this Malach. Okay, David is telling himself, and that's the way to read the story is that this is justified. God wants this to happen; otherwise, it's too much of a coincidence. That's the problem with the Ishbitzer, right? He's telling you, well, if you don't feel like you have a choice, obviously it's God's will, right? He binged him Ratzon Hashem Yitbarachu. That's a problem. That's wrong. You can't. Right? That our lust is ours. It's not Ratzon Hashem. You still have responsibility for your actions. Okay? So that's why you got the disclaimer. It's an interesting idea, but you can't use anything. But I would add that there is a place to understand it and to use this idea of, okay, that our Averot can be Ratzon Hashem for if we had no Bechira. And that's not in the action. We can't justify doing it, but looking back. And you know Joey Rosenfeld?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. I mean, right now, I mean, he was Doogie Barron's
Someone's son-in-law, right? Whose son?
son-in-law.
Oh,
Yeah.
okay. Yeah, I might have had.
He's a leader of Neo Chassidus. He's got a huge following now. He's a big rabbi. But he lent me a little book. The book was Shuvi Nafshi by Rav Shagar. You know Rav Shagar? Have you heard the name Shimon Gershon Rosenberg?
No, I don't know these things.
Okay, so he was a sort of a leader of Neo-Hasidut. He combined Hasidut with thinking, postmodern philosophy, and in religious Zionism. This is a summary from Lehrhaus, right? To read Rav Shagar, to encounter a thinker unlike that and any at that American modern Orthodox Jews are familiar with. His writings seek to address the most pressing intellectual,
Encounter a
social, and
thinker
cultural lens.
unlike any
Any
that
that
Americans are
American,
familiar with. That works.
right? He addresses spiritual, cultural issues of the day, mining the depths of Hasidut and Kabbalah, along with modern and postmodern philosophy. Very postmodernist, that there's no one definition of truth. And his book is all about tshuva. And it says there's a difference we know between tshuva meyira and tshuva meahava, right? I look back at my sins and I want to do better. I can do that out of yira, out of fear, out of awe, or out of love. Gemara says, Amarish Lakish, Gedola tshuva, tshuva is great. She says, Donut nase lo kishigagot. Because my sins I did intentionally, I do tshuva, now they're like they were negligent. I wasn't intentionally doing it wrong. I can go back and change the past. as it says, Yoshea, Shuvah, Yisrael, Hashem, do Shuvah, go back, return to God. If you've stumbled in your sins, avon mezid, but you call it an avon, which is intentional. With tshuva, now it's a michshol, it's a stumbling. It's you tripped.
What is curry?
And it's called the kakari, and it is and now it is called.
Oh, curry is now. That's a
No, ka,
Gemara thing.
now it
Oh,
stands.
but
Kari
ka
is
is
called.
now. Oh, okay.
And ka literally means it stands. It stands being called it
Oh.
darme, a michshol. Okay, that I can turn, that tshuva will turn my zedonot into shkagot. And the Gemara asks, Ini, is that right? Reish Lakish also said, Gedola tshuva, zechuyot. Tshuva is so great that my intentional sins are now like zechuyot. They count as positive things in my history.
Oh, wow.
There's Shuv Rasha Mirshato, that when a Rasha does tshuva from his reshut, from his evil, Mishpat Alehem, Hu Yechia, and he does Mishpat Zaka, then Alehem Yechia, he will live through them, interpreted as those reshut. And the Gemara says, okay, lo kasha, it's not really a contradiction. Kan me'ava, kan me'ira.
Oh.
Tshuva me'ava turns our zedonot into zechuyot. It's much more powerful. What does that mean? What does it mean to turn your sins into accidents or turn them into positive things? So the way I understand Rav Shagar, he's quoting Rav Tzadok Milublin, who was a disciple of the Ishbitzer. So we've got the same kind of way of thinking about, well, this is all God's will. That Tshuva Me'ava and Tshuva Me'ira refer to my relationship with the Chet. Okay? Tshuva Me'ira. Doing tshuva out of fear means a fear of the sin. I'm rejecting the sin and rejecting the person who I was.
This is you talking.
This is me understanding Rav Shagar.
Okay,
But
so
again,
it's
he's no, I'm
not
not quoting.
Me'ira Tashem and Ahavat Tashem.
Right. That's his point here. It's Yira, it's a relationship with it's how we deal with Hashem, but the Yira is of the chet of what happened when I did something wrong. I want to undo it. So Yira is I'm rejecting who I was. I'm now a
Okay.
different person. That's the Rambam, right? Yirah lo yodei olamot, that Hashem will testify. Shelo yashuv zecher olam. Hashem says, "You've done tshuva. You will never do this again." Klomar, meaning shani acher, like I'm a different person. Eini oto ish shaso oto masim. I'm not the same person who did that. That was a different person. Umeshana masev kulon tavar. I changed my deeds to do the right thing. Uderech yashara, go in the right way. That's what tshuva is.
Me'ira.
That's the Yira. Okay, I am now a new person.
And Ahava's lesser.
And Tshuva Me'ava means looking back and saying, the act was
Oh,
wrong.
here it
It's part
is.
of my,
Oh,
right?
okay.
It's part of my history. I'm accepting that that's who I was. It's part of what made me who I am today. So looking back, it was Hashem's will that it happened. It was the wrong thing then. But right now, where I am, I'm doing Tshuva. And accepting that all of this was Hashem's will to bring me to where I am today. And that's how that your zedonot can become zechuyot. Because now it's part of my history, it's part of who I am. That's what Hashem wants me to be here.
Wait a
And this is.
minute, wait a minute. Wait, to become Zechuyot, that's a higher level.
The higher level.
And
It's
he
I
didn't
am not
say.
I, it's a way it's accepting that I was the one who did these averot.
Right. Wait, but go back to the where they resolve the conflict and they say this was that and this was that.
Okay,
Kan me ahava. You'd think
right.
the
And
first one.
everyone agrees that the Ahava is the Zedonot Nesot L'Zechuyot.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and Yira is not Nesot Shigegot.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
Because
that basically,
it's the reverse order, though.
it is the reverse order. When you look at the
Okay.
commentaries over there, everyone agrees that that's what it is.
Okay.
Okay.
I trust you.
Thank you. Okay, so this is Rav Tzadok. Ika Tshuva. The essence of tshuva, who added sheyir Hashem einad, Hashem will enlighten the person. Sheyu zudonot kezuchiyot, and that's what makes his sins become merits. Rotzelomar, meaning yaker v'yavin shekol ma shechata haya gam kein ratzon Hashem yitbarach. That the things you do wrong was Hashem's will. That's what the Ishbitzer said before over there. Again, that's not what I'm making. I can't decide that I can do the wrong thing because this is looking back. I wanted to become a better person. I have to
Looking
accept
back, right.
looking back, it was part of who I am, of what happened to me. This is real. So now I'm going to go forward from here. I'm accepting that part. In that sense, it's Hashem's will. Tshuva hainu, tshuva consists of basically is returning the act back to Hashem. God, this was you. It's no longer meaning. That everything was due to Hashem's all the actions of Hashem. Even the thoughts I had, those were all Hashem's will. And again, the same thing that the Yeshivas are saying, but saying this is part of why I made tshuva here. That Hashem made it possible to do the sin. That's what it means to that your sins become positive things because they brought you to this point now. And I'm saying that that is not no longer the dangerous thing if we take the literature literally, that it justifies what I'm doing, but it's a way of allowing me to do tshuva and accept who I was. So this is Rav Shagar summarizes Rambam, and as opposed to the Rambam. So the fear of ikra tshuva hainu enda davar talui ela bi. That from Rama's point of view, it's a matter of I need to make the decision that I need to change who I am. It's up to me. Amada chasidit, the Hasidic approach, specifically the Ishbitzer Lublin Rajan approach here, hafucha is the opposite. Ein od milvado, there's nothing outside of a God. That Rabbi Tzadok, the Mashal, from Tzadok's point of view. For example, a tshuva, the highest tshuva, which is tshuva me'ava, it's not a matter of recognizing my responsibility for the sin because of a chazroi meno and rejecting it, turning away from it. It's a matter of, what do you translate? Hit na'arut, developing from it. Yeah, we translate.
Maybe growing up.
Yeah, that's why you translate. It's a renunciation. It's renunciation. He translate here of the achrayut side. It's renunciation of the achrayut, right? It's not in a hakara b'achrayut, ela rejection of the responsibility, saying this was God's will.
To not err means to reject.
Which renunci Google's translate is to renunciate.
Did not air.
Let's see how he translates here. Let's see. Itnarut.
He's
You're
thinking.
thinking disclaimer. There we go. That sound like it?
Oh,
Oh, this
yeah.
is ironic because we started with the
I know,
disclaimer.
we
Now we're
started
back
with
to,
disclaiming.
now we're going back to another disclaimer,
Right,
right?
right.
Disclaiming the responsibility. Priya to Vash, it comes out of the understanding. That why sin also was God's will. That's true of me'ava. That the question of someone who's doing tshuva is not like the Rambam puts it. Let me space there. L'shanot et orach chayei. Can I change the direction of my life? That's the Rambam's idea of tshuva. Ela ha'im yachol ani kabel asmi. But tshuva from the Tzadok, the Ishbitzer's point of view is, can I accept myself? This is not an easy thing to do. Maybe it's really impossible. Because it needs you to get beyond this human perspective. Rav Shagar likes a lot of English. To overcome his ego. Our entire human existence, and everything we, our entire existence centers around the reality of that sort of human perspective that I'm in control. Part of tshuva from the Ishbitzer point of view is to say I'm not in control. It very much connects to Alcoholics Anonymous and 12-step program as well, which is Avraham Tversky was a psychiatrist and rabbi who put those together. Often is that the idea that part of tshuva in some cases, and again, Shuv in this perspective are not, it's not one or the other. Both those have their place.
Yeah, I was just going to say they're both good. I mean,
Yes, both, all right, and they're both have a place, and they're part of tshuva is the Alcoholics Anonymous perspective of I need to accept that I'm not in control, and that's tshuva me'ava. This is God's responsibility. So you never say that Hashem wants me to sin. I can never look at an aver and say, okay, this is God's will.
right.
But the idea that there are times when if you start tzaraat, that you're covered, completely covered in tzaraat, and that's when you go to the Kohen saying, yes, you are tahar. Looking back, you can accept who you were, and I can grow from there. And that, I think, is what the Ishpatir is saying.
Looking back, it's always looking back.
Right,
Yeah.
that makes it so. And I will stop there. So I will
Not
say that.
at the moment. And you don't, at the moment, you don't say, well, I really want this. It must be God's will, so I'll go do it.
Right. But it is possible to look back and accept that, this is what happened, this must have been God's will, and I will grow from there.
Must have been. Okay.
Okay.
Ooh, that was a journey.
That was. I like that. Okay, it came
I'm
together and I will
disclaiming
stop.
your disclaimer.
I disclaim, that's correct. I'm disclaiming the disclaimer.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna stop here
Okay. Thank you.
and
Good
I wish
luck
you have
Shabbos
a
morning.
and party ha well on Yom HaTzmaut.
Yep. Thank you. I'll send your regards.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.